Sound like some Viking music, don't it?
Yeah, gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go, gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the flow. Cause that's the only way to go, let's go.
Shooting, lights out.
Good people, how y'all doing today on this Monday, August 19th, 2024? Yes, I am back because the WNBA is back from the Olympic break. And shout out to Cole Johnson, Cool McCain, Waylon, Sports Reporter Without Pay, and the Queen, who's Megan Price, for joining me during the Olympic time. Had a great time covering the Olympics, Team USA, bringing home both gold medals in basketball. For those of you who want to catch the best moment, we cut the shows down. We did the best moments from both around the Olympics, which was us covering everything going on in the Olympics, and plus the best of our coverage from Team USA. It was a pleasure to do. It was an honor to do. And looking forward to 2028, to be honest. But that's in 4 years' time. We are in the second half of the WNBA season. And let's just say a couple of teams came out picking up where they left off at. But we're going to get into that. But those of you who are catching the show for the first time, I am the playmaker down there, Silence here, the host of this show, along with a host of other shows like Bearing Down the Gridiron, Rambly Talk, which is half returned. Both shows have returned. Bearing Down the Gridiron will be Wednesday when I cover the Big Ten. And then I'll be doing the weeks 7 through 10 for the Rams. For all our LA Rams fans, I'll be covering weeks 7 through 10 in our preseason and our season preview, should I say. But those are coming a week. We are here to talk basketball. And those of you who are new, I like to give out news and notes first from everything around basketball in our Around the Hardwood session. And this is going to be all NBA Around the Hardwood, because everything that we wanted to know has finally came out. But first off, Gershon Yancinelli, one of the stars from the French national team, is coming to the NBA, and he's joining the Philadelphia 76ers. He's on a one-year, $2.1 million deal for this season. I'm looking forward to see what he did in the Olympics. What he did over in Paris when he was representing the host nation. Can he bring that over to the United States for a Philadelphia 76ers team that has revamped, reloaded? You still got Joel Embiid as your main star. Tyrese Maxey is there. You bring in Paul George. You bring in Eric Gordon. All right. Now you bring in a guy who practically made a name for himself in the Olympics for the past 2 weeks when it came to basketball. So it's going to be interesting to see how he translates from international play to NBA play for this upcoming season. I'm looking forward to this. I want to see how this works out, because this is very intriguing for me. And plus, Philly has made a lot of moves. So I'm looking for Philly. What can y'all do in the East this time? Y'all made a lot of moves. Y'all made some very good moves, okay? I'm just going to say y'all made a lot of moves. Y'all made a lot of good moves, all right? So I'm looking forward to the 76ers this year. How you step up against Boston, who are the NBA champions? How you stack up against the Milwaukee Bucks in a second go-around with Dame Dollar and Giannis Antetokounmpo as a duo, okay? Looking forward to that. How about the Knicks? The Knicks got better, too. Mikal Bridges is right there. They really loaded up with Villanova players. You got Mikal Bridges there now to go along with Jalen Brunson, Dante DiVincenzo, and Josh Hart, okay? I'm looking at Philly. You kept OG Anunoby. No, not forget him. You kept OG Anunoby, even though he's not a Villanova player, but you did keep him if you're the New York Knicks. So the Knicks look good. See what the Bucks look like. Boston is Boston. Philly made some moves. The East looking a little more interesting than it normally does, so I'm looking forward to that. Speaking of which, the NBA schedule has came out. All right, the regular season begins October 22nd. The NBA Cup will be taking place from November 12th to December 17th. NBA All-Star will be taking place February 14th through the 16th. Is that in Indianapolis? I know the WNBA All-Star game is in Indianapolis. What is this? What this one has? I got to figure out what this one is held at. April 13th. That's not what this past also is in Indianapolis. This one might be in Vegas. This one might be in Vegas. The All-Star game might be in Vegas. All right. Anyway, April 13th, the regular season ends. All right. That means we're going for the playoffs. Then April 15th through the 18th is the play-in tournament. April 19th is the beginning of the playoffs. And the NBA Finals begin June 5th. Okay. As presented by YouTube TV yet again. So this is all the dates that you need to look. I'm gonna let you hold on to it. I'm gonna leave this up here real quickly. Let y'all get a good picture of it. I'll write down whatever you need to write down so you know when this thing starts. The regular season, October 22nd. The NBA Cup. Even though a lot of people can't stand the NBA Cup, even though they took it from the WNBA with the Commissioner's Cup. November 12th through December 17th. You know, we went through the groups before we did the Olympic coverage. I think we went through the groups. So we might have to go back probably 3 weeks before I start covering the Olympics to go back and see who was in what group and whatnot. I didn't put that in here. But you go back and look at the groups and see how that plays out and whatnot. Then we talk in playoffs April 19th. April 19th. That's the date we got to get to. April 19th, 2025, because that's when the fun begins in the NBA with the playoffs beginning. That's all we got to get to. Now, we did say the regular season begins October 22nd, and here's what we got for opening night. The defending reigning Boston Celtics will hang up banner 18th on October 22nd. That is on a Tuesday on TNT per usual. As the New York Knicks will come to the TD Garden to witness banner 18 be raised to the Raptors before the rivalry begins. Okay. Now, some of these are called, they call this rivalry right out the gate because New York, Boston right out the gate. Okay. Second half of that doubleheader on TNT to kick off the season. Anthony Edwards visits LeBron James. Minnesota going against the Los Angeles Lakers. That's an interesting one. Speaking of what happened down in the Olympics, a pretty nice opening doubleheader, if I do say so myself, on a Tuesday, you know. Kind of want to catch those two games, okay? And then Wednesday, October 23rd, the Milwaukee Bucks visit the new-look 76ers. Rivalry week. Remember, rivalry week. And then, speaking of rivalry week, the Los Angeles Clippers open up their new arena. They are separate from the Los Angeles Lakers, finally. So there's no more sharing arenas in the NBA. The Clippers will open up against Kevin Durant and the Phoenix Suns. So Kawhi Leonard against Kevin Durant. We'll see how the new look Clippers look without Paul George. Okay, you see what they look like with James Harden, Kawhi Leonard leading the way. Kevin Durant, Devin Booker coming off that gold medal in the Olympics. See how they look with this Phoenix Suns team. Can they improve from what they did last year, which was a very disappointing season, by the way? It was disappointing. That's called what it is. Disappointing season. Let's see what they can do on that one. And then we said rivalry week, right? Open up the season. San Antonio at Dallas on Thursday. There's a right at the gate. It's going to go a whole Texas showdown. With San Antonio versus Dallas. Victor Wembanyama going against Luka Doncic, Kyrie Irving. Then after that, Oklahoma City Thunder, the team that took the number one seed in the West, even though they didn't come out the West, it was the Dallas Mavericks, against the reigning MVP Nikola Jokic and the Denver Nuggets. So if you come out the gate flying, NBA weren't playing with this schedule. They came out the gate flying with this one. That's Thursday. Friday on ESPN. Rematch of the Eastern Conference semifinals between the New York Knicks and the Indiana Pacers at Madison Square Garden, the home of the New York Knicks against the up-and-coming Indiana Pacers team who beat the New York Knicks in six games in that Eastern Conference semifinals. So that's a fun one to look forward to on the first Friday of the NBA season, followed by Kevin Durant versus LeBron James at Crypto.com Arena. Suns visit the Lakers, so right out the gate, the Phoenix Suns are having that L.A. trip. Right out the gate, Clippers, then Lakers. Interesting way to do it. But hey, like we said, they call it a rivalry. We got the gate. So, and then Saturday, our first weekend of the NBA season, Clippers and Nuggets. We know how this should go. We seen how this been going. But we're going to see what the new look Clippers look like when they face Nikola Jokic for the first time this season. And then my Magic. I am a Magic fan, those of you who don't know. We open up on national television on a Saturday against the Memphis Grizzlies. We get to see the new Memphis Grizzlies with John Morant, Desmond Bane, the newly drafted Zach Edey. That should be a fun game to watch. If I'm being completely honest, that should be a fun game to watch, even though you got the Kings and Lakers at 10:30. But how my Magic looked last year, very promising, very good. I like what we did in the draft. I'm looking forward to see what the Magic look like this year. Then going against a new look and a healthy John Morant with Zach Edey, and you kept Jaren Jackson Jr. You still got Desmond Bane. You kept Luke Kennard too, so you kept your 3-point shooter too. So it's an interesting matchup on the Saturday. You know, got to admit that one out. Got to admit that was a pretty good matchup. I want to see if my Magic can shock the world and whatnot. All right, but that's the opening week of the NBA season. Very interesting way to open up the season. Think the NBA feels some type of way because the NFL takes over, and I guess they want to say, hey. Y'all might can take over, but we're going to have a say or fight in this one. It's a very interesting week. Very interesting opening week, okay? Got to get an hour 7 in the NBA. That's a hell of a national television schedule for opening week. There's a lot of games I want to look at in this. There's a lot of games I want to look at. Of course, opening night, I'm watching both of them games. Knicks at Celtics, got to watch that. Anthony Edwards versus LeBron James, got to watch that. Got to look at the new look 76ers against Milwaukee. Got to look, see what the Clippers look like against Phoenix. Got to watch that one. Of course, you got to watch the Battle of Texas. It's Luka Doncic versus Wembanyama. All right. Friday, you got to watch those. So Eastern Conference semifinals rematch between the Pacers and the Knicks. Kevin Durant versus LeBron James, always must-watch TV. And then Saturday, NBA TV. And seeing all three of them games. So I'm looking forward to those. But what does Christmas look like? Because Christmas usually was the NBA's day, but the NFL decided to, you know, chime in on it and do some digging. So on Christmas Day, we're going to be getting off with Victor Wembanyama and the San Antonio Spurs taking a trip to Madison Square Garden to take on the New York Knicks. Interesting matchup. Like the whole interconference matchup, East versus West, out the gate. And then 2:30 on ABC, we got the rematch of the Western Conference Finals, Minnesota versus the Dallas Mavericks. Anthony Edwards and company going against Luka Doncic. See, that'll be an interesting one. So you're giving me a Western Conference final rematch on Christmas. I can bark with that. We're getting a Eastern Conference rival when the 76ers go to the defending champs of the Boston Celtics. Love that matchup. Always, when you put LeBron James versus Steph Curry, it's must-see TV. Not same thing here. Lakers at Golden State. Gotta love that matchup. And then you close it out. Double Nuggets at Phoenix Suns should be an interesting game. But those three middle games here, Minnesota at Dallas, 76ers at Celtics, Lakers at Warriors, count me in. Count me in. You only got two NFL games for Christmas this year. Only two. You got one on the day after Christmas, if I remember correctly. But these three middle games here, count me in. I'm gonna find a way to watch them three. Oh, I gotta watch the rest finals rematch between Minnesota and Dallas. Gotta watch that. Gotta see the Celtics versus the 76ers. Gotta watch that. And of course, LeBron versus Steph Curry. That's all you need to know. All right. And then finally, the other main day that you look at for the regular season is MLK Day, which will be January 20th. That's always on a Monday. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks versus the Charlotte Hornets. Yeah. Minnesota versus the Memphis Grizzlies. Depending on where Memphis look like after the halfway point of the season, I might want to rock with that one. And then Boston is at Golden State, which is a hell of a game. All right. So Dallas at Charlotte, don't really. Charlotte hasn't shown me anything to be excited about. Yeah. But Anthony Edwards going against John Morant. Ooh, I want that one. I want that. I want that. And then, of course, it's Boston versus Golden State. Golden State still has, you know, Steph Curry and company. outside of Klay Thompson, who's with the Dallas Mavericks. But yeah, you know, I can rock with those two games. I can rock with those. But those are the key games, key dates for the upcoming NBA season, which once again will begin on October 22nd. Be talking basically 2 months from now. All right. So that will do it for Around the Hardwood. All right, we're going to take our commercial break here, and then when we come back, the WNBA has returned. It's the second half of the WNBA, and we're on our way to see who wants to be crowned WNBA champions.
The largest egg producer finds bird flu in chickens at a Texas plant. Weather. Devastating tornadoes ripped through the heart of the United States. Inspiration. A breast cancer survivor completed the journey of chemotherapy and now begins a future one of matrimony or sports. Michael Jordan is shown on a photo with Diddy. LeBron James has a video extolling the virtues of a Diddy party. This has been yet another Beating a Dead Horse presentation. We got you covered. BS3 Network, in association with Comey Media Incorporated, proudly present The Morning Shift with Cole Johnson. Live every weekday at 8 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Central.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another edition of Into the Net FC.
Kylian Mbappe just all of a sudden finally understood his role, and I think he finally understood that everything Kylian Mbappe has accomplished already, you know, there is still a hell of a lot waiting for him in the future. Kylian Mbappe is only 24 years old. He has accomplished so much, and you know what? Kylian Mbappe has not even reached his prime.
Finally seeing, you know, the Marcus Rashford we have been hoping for such a long time, you know. But, you know, this game, you know, after everything Manchester United has been, you know, doing lately, you know, this was actually the ultimate test, you know, to see if Manchester United, you know, honestly was all of a sudden for real.
I explain this. The United States, maybe they have to suffer this loss as a lesson to learn to prepare for the future. Because 4 years from now, the World Cup is in not one, not two, but three countries. The United States of America, Canada, and Mexico. Into the Net FC is available on all streaming platforms, including Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Amazon Music, and YouTube.
Shop hats and official sports gear at Lids. Lids is the leader and number one destination for hats, gears, and everything that moves you, making it the perfect shop for fans to find official sports hats, merchandise, and gear. Represent your team, your town, and your style with a snapback adjustable fitted hat or beanie from thousands of college and pro teams. Browse the very latest sports jerseys and t-shirts from the best teams out there. Lids has officially licensed professional and college sport team apparel and hats featuring the hottest brands and trends. Shop online or visit one of the 100 stores across the country. Locker Rooms by Lids.
Hey, Eagles fan. Join my man Cool McCain and a host of others as they break down every single game, every single week in an objective manner and also from a fan's perspective as well. Remember, this cast feels just like you. Nobody likes you. And you don't care. Fly, Eagles, fly. Eagles Elite Podcast. Every Wednesday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern on YouTube and other podcast outlets. Poppy J.
You got the option to cry for the government. You got the option to protest. You got the option to keep buying. But this is also an option.
Wise El Jefe.
We're the first tech geeks. We're the first gamers. We're the first everything. everything. Like, Gen X's, we are the ones.
BS3 Network proudly presents the crew from the New York boroughs who never wants that smoke. Nah, they want that fire. Bobby J and Wise El Jefe, Fridays at 9 p.m. Eastern, 8 p.m. Central. Check your local listings for your viewing and listening pleasure.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Shining the Lights Out here with the Playmaker here. Now, those of you who want to know where you can catch this, if you want to catch the replay, you can catch it on our YouTube channel. Those of you who are watching on YouTube channel, it'll be up there. But also, if you want to just listen to the audio, you got Spotify, you got Apple Podcasts, you got Amazon, you got iHeartRadio, you got whatever you listen to your podcast is at, we pretty much on there too, all right? And then you can catch this episode on the Real Rise Radio Show on Thursday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So shout out to my man Wise at Healthy for lending his radio station to not only this show, but Bearing Down and Gridiron as well. And I'll get to Bearing Down and Gridiron on Wednesday. All right. Now, the second half of the WNBA season has arrived. And now it's a race to the finish line with so many things going on. My New York Liberty came in with the number one record in the land at 21-4 before the Olympic break. Las Vegas was getting themselves back together with Chelsea Gray back in the lineup. Kate McCarr out here breaking records left and right as a rookie. Angel Reese being a double-double machine as she is. It was a lot of things that was going good for the WNBA before the Olympic break. Now the Olympic break is over. 8 straight gold medals for the women's in basketball. Can't be mad at that. 3-on-3 women's team took on bronze when they was trying to defend the gold medal from Tokyo. Took on bronze. No shame in that. But now let's get to it. We ain't back in the WNBA. Kicked it off Thursday, August 15th. Mercury defeated the Sky by 20. Good gracious. Minnesota Lynx picked up where they left off at now that they got LaFisha Collier back, beating the Washington Mystics. And my New York Liberty just decided to blow out the LA Sparks. All right. Real quickly, as we go through this, as you see, 20-point win for the Phoenix Mercury, 85-65 over the Chicago Sky. Brittany Griner came back 10 for 12 from the field, 23 points with 9 rebounds, 6 assists. Kalia Copper, 29 points, 12 for 19 from the field, 3 for 5 from 3-point range. Just it was distraction by the Phoenix Mercury out the gate. Okay. Brittany Griner, Kalia Copper, along with Diana Taurasi coming back from the Olympic team with gold medals. Shout out to Diana Taurasi, 6 gold medals. That was a 6 gold medal, a 6-1. Most by any basketball player from America. Brittany Griner got her 3rd gold medal, if I remember correctly. Kalia Copper got her 1st gold medal. But they came back. They came back strong. Something good to see. And then with that Olympic break, Angel Reese, 11-15. Great. Another double-double. But when you go 4-for-14, it's just like, here's my question. Because I got another game with Chicago Sky. But I want to ask this now so that y'all can ponder on it when I get to the other game. If Angel Reese was to be more consistent at making shots around the basket, how many 20 and 10 games would she have this season? That is my question. All right. Granted, she got it. Now, granted, some of you might say, come up with some other things, some other answers. I just want to know. Put it in the chat if you're watching. And if you didn't watch the replay, you can also put it in the chat as well. How many 20 and 10 games would Angel Reese have if she wasn't shooting so poorly like she did in this game? 4-for-14. That is. I hate to do this because I love Angel Reese. I'm an Angel Reese fan. But if I'm going to be fair and objective, your first game back from Olympic break, you went 28.6% from the field when you went 4-for-14. Can't have that. Can't have that. Now, Kenny Carter didn't play this game. Heard it was some personal reasons why. But that's the question I want to ponder. How many 20 and 10 games could Angel Reese have right now if she was more efficient around the basket? Put it in the chat. What you think? If you got a different opinion, go ahead and put it in the chat. I don't mind. That's the question I'm just throwing out there before I get to the other Chicago Sky game. That's my only question. All right. Minnesota Lynx took down the Washington Mystics 79-60. 8 in the feature car. Came back 17 and 12. Gotta love that. Kellen McBride also put in 12. Courtney Williams with 14. You got Alisa Smith with 12. So nice to look at it, but it is the Washington Misses. I'm sorry to my brother Eric Wilson. It is, even though he's a Phoenix Mercury fan, but he tried to tell me to calm down when I talk about the Washington Misses, and you see what I see. That's 6-20 right there. Like I said, they missing Elena Deladon right now. All right. Hopefully she'll be back next season because Washington needs her. And I hope she knows that. But shout out to the Minnesota Lynx picking up where they left off at. Commissioner's Cup champion. And then my New York Liberty. Good gracious. No rest whatsoever, huh? For my girls. Let's come right back and pick up right where we left off. 103-68 domination. Good gracious. And it was actually worse than that at one point. 27 from my girl, Brianna Stewart. Had a little struggles in the Olympics, but came back to the United States and picked up right where she left off, 27 points. Sabrina Nescu gave me 18. You know, it's just when you're on like this, everybody plays. And that's pretty much what happened down in L.A. You know, they Spurs didn't have no answer. It is what it is. But that's how the WBA got the second half started, just like that. Now let's go to Friday. We had a triple header on Friday as well. Dreams and Storm. Oh, the Indiana Fever beat the Mercury. And I'm gonna dive a little bit into that game. And then we got the Connecticut Sun defeating the Dallas Wings. But let's go ahead to it. The Atlanta Dream stunning the Seattle Storm. 83-81. Tina Charles with the bucket with 1.1 second left on the clock to pull that one out. And then Ryan Howard, her first game back from injury in the Olympic break, and she went for 30. 10 for 16 from the field, 5 for 9 from three-point range, with also 8 rebounds, went for 30. Tina Charles, who I just said, hit the game with it with 1.1 seconds on the clock. Had 16 points with 7 boards. Alicia Gray, 19 points on the day. What a day. Skylar Diggins-Smith, she had a great game, 29 points. Can't be mad at that. Drew Lord, the gold mama, 21 points. But, man. Ryan Howard, who was part of the 3-on-3 team that got gold, that got bronze medal in Paris. Shout out to her along with the Rika Hamby. 30 points right out the gate. Just like that, huh? Ooh, boy. The Dream. They could be coming because Chicago is not that far away from the A spot when it comes to Atlanta Dream. So I think Chicago may be on the lookout. Now, let's get to the game of the day on Friday. The Indiana Fever beat the Phoenix Mercury 98-89. And what can be said than what already been said? Matter of fact, Kelsey Mitchell went for 28 points and 5 boards. While Caitlin Clark went for 29 points with 5 boards and 10 assists. Aaliyah Boston gave you 14-9. You know, Elijah Smith gave you 13-9. DT, 16. Miss Tasha Cloud, 19. Khalil Carpenter, 32. Khalil Copper did her thing. She did her part. But, man, I'm going to dive into this game a little bit more because one of the things that happened when I was getting ready for the WNBA season was that Diane Taurasi said some things, which was factually true, by the way. But a lot of people didn't like it because the fact that when it comes to Caitlin Clark, you have to watch what you say when it comes to Caitlin Clark to her fans. Some growing pains early on. Very growing pains early on. You had to deal with Connecticut out the gate and New York Liberty. The first 4 games was pretty much against Connecticut and New York. Then, your 6th game of the season was against the defending champ, Las Vegas Aces. And you got ups and downs, all that good stuff. And then she started to pick it up. She started to get rolling. The one team that Kent Clark has not struggled against, Diane Taurasi and the Phoenix Mercury. Ladies and gentlemen. I don't know if y'all noticed, or if y'all keeping track. They had 3 meetings this year. And guess what? Indiana has won all 3 of them. Caitlin Clark has gone 3-0 against Diane Taurasi and the Phoenix Mercury. Here's the stats. 21.3 points per game. Shooting 42.8% from the field. Shooting 28.3 from 3-point range, giving you close to 7 rebounds a game and getting you close to 12 assists. So you're talking 21, 7, and 12 from Caitlin Clark against Phoenix. Diana, I love you. You are most people's GOAT when it comes to WNBA. You said what you said. I actually agree with you for what you said. But guess what? When it came against y'all, Caitlin Clark showed y'all what she's made of. Like, if we're going to keep it a book, Caitlin Clark did her thing when it came to Phoenix. I'm just 3-0. 3-0. They haven't lost to Phoenix. They have won this season series against the Phoenix Mercury. So put a check mark on Caitlin Clark on that one. You got to. I'm sorry. 3-0 against you. It is what it is. Now, to close out Friday and head into the weekend, the Connecticut Suns defeated the Dallas Wings 109-91. I think this is it might be the first time that I remember Connecticut scoring 100 points this season. I don't think I remember Connecticut scoring 100 points this season. Let me go back and look, because Connecticut is not a high-scoring team by any stretch of the imagination. All right? This is letting y'all know that right now. I do not recall them scoring 100 points this season, and they did it on Friday. Oh, like, their first game out the gate, they dropped the hundo. Okay? Let me go back and check. Live research here, people. I need to make sure how many times the Connecticut Suns score 100 points, because they usually don't score 100 points. As I'm looking, all right. So the highest point they scored in May was 92 against the Fever. That was game two of the season. Let's see. June, they scored 94 against the Washington Mystics. Still not 100 yet. July, they scored 96 against the Phoenix Mercury. They blew them out. No, this is the first game they scored 100. What do you know? I was right. This is the first game that the Connecticut Suns scored 100 points in the WNBA season. Good gracious. Because they don't score 100 points. They are not a high-scoring team. DeJuan Obama, 29 points. All right, okay. And the trade for Maria Marbury, her first game in the Connecticut Sun uniform, because she got traded right at the All-Star break. Like, she got traded right at the All-Star break. So this is her first game with her new team. 17 points out the gate. Can't be mad at that. First game with the new team, you got 7 points. Every starter for the Connecticut Suns scored in double figures. Alisa Thomas gave you 12 and 8 with 14 assists. Breonna Jones gave you 12. Harris gave you 14. Now, you probably saying Harris. Yes, Harris. Dejanay Carrington was not with the team on this one. I think she had a personal problem going on, just like Kenny Carter. She was not with the team at this moment in time for Friday. So you had Harris filled in for Dejanay Carrington, but she's back. Don't worry about it. Sautu Sabally was finally back for the Dallas Wings in her first action of the WNBA season, because she didn't play until the Olympic break when she was playing for Team Germany. 20 points, 8 boards, 7 assists, not bad. 6 for 17 from the field. Your first game back, you know, Arike Ogunbowale gave you 21, but yeah, just the Connecticut Suns is different. They are just different. All right, now let's head to the weekend. And in the weekend, we had a triple header, New York Knicks versus the Las Vegas Aces in a WNBA Finals rematch. The Minnesota Lynx faced off with the Washington Mystics, but this time in D.C. And then the Chicago Sky took on the L.A. Sparks. Now, my New York Liberty, we have beaten the Las Vegas Aces twice in a row now. 79-67. Sabrina Ionescu gave me 23. I'm happy for that. Didn't shoot well from three-point range, only 30% from three-point range, but hey. We got a dub. We got 10 and 17 from John Crowell Jones and 7 assists, by the way. So John Crowell was finding her teammates. Stewie gave me 18 and 7. I'm good with that. Okay. Now, Aja Wilson, 24 and 11. This woman here just won't stop. Jackie Young struggled with only 4 points. Jackie has been struggling a bit. First two games out of the gate, Jackie Young hasn't been Jackie Young. All right. You got 13 from Gray. You got 13 from Plum. But Aja Wilson, I'm going to say this again. I said all through the first half. I'm saying it again right here. This NBA MVP race is over. It's Aja Wilson's, and it's nobody close. All right? That race is done and over with. I'm sorry. Some of y'all might want to put Caitlin Clark in there, but I'm sorry. But Caitlin Clark has – there's nothing Caitlin Clark can do to capture this MVP race. There's nothing Caitlin Clark can do. I don't care if you want to put her in there or not. I'm telling you right here, right now, and I'm saying it for the 100th time, the MVP race is closed. It is Aja Wilson's MVP. All right? But with that win over the Las Vegas Aces, the New York Liberty became the first team to clinch the playoff spot in the 2024 playoffs with the number one record, sitting at 23-4 right now. Clinched the playoff spot. Good job, ladies. But that's just step one of the match. Step two of the season is keeping that number one seed. That is step two. And then step three is capturing the elusive WNBA title. You're the only team from its inception in 1996, 92, 96, somewhere in that range, that hasn't won the title. You're the only team from the start of the league that is still going right now to not win the title. You is the only original team left, okay, that has not won the title. We need to get that title. All right. Now, rematch from what happened earlier. This time in D.C. and the same result, 99-83, Lynx over the Mystics. Lafisha Kaya, 30 points on the day. Currington gave you 16. You got 14 from Williams, 10 from McBride. This don't matter. It's the Washington Mystics. It is what it is. Moving right along. All right. Then we had the Chicago Sky in L.A. to take on the Sparks. And this game here, Lindsey Allen, 16 points. Camilla Cardoso, 15 points with 14 boards. What a game for you. You had a game. Even though you fouled out, but you still had 15 and 14 to go along with it. Angel Reese, another double-double with 14-11. Shot 4 for 13 from the field, I mean. Yet again, I posed the question. How many 20 and 10 games could Angel Reese had if she was more efficient around the bucket? That's the question that I have. That is the absolute question. Now, I know some of you are going to say, well, if she was more efficient around the bucket, she probably wouldn't have as many rebounds as she'd be getting because most of her rebounds come off of her own misses. And there's a credible argument to be said. I'm not going to sit here and act like I have not been paying attention. I have been paying attention, and that is a credible argument. I will give you that. But even over that, just considering, how many 2018 games could Angel Reese have if she was just more efficient around the bucket? If she was just more efficient around the bucket, it would be even worse. Because she would be even more of a problem. Because it's like, wow, 20-10, it's like every game? Really? This is what we do in Angel Reese? Then you'd be like, man, this rookie of the year races. But even with all the double-doubles that Angel Reese is doing, even though there's arguments can be made for Caitlin Clark's turnover abilities, same argument can be made about Angel Reese's inefficiency of being able to score around the bucket. There's arguments to poke on each players, but right here, right now, Caitlin Clark is the front runner for Rookie of the Year, and she's providing a little bit of distance now. One point, I started with Angel Reese, and then when I got to the All-Star break or the Olympic break, should I say, I went to Caitlin Clark. Now I'm saying Caitlin Clark has put some distance between her and Angel Reese right now. If I'm being completely honest and objective, Caitlin Clark has put distance between her and Angel Reese. So it could be a foregone conclusion that Caitlin Clark is going to win Rookie of the Year, and she has the numbers to back it up. And I'm finna prove it to you in a bit. But Angel Reese, this needs you to be more efficient. Then we get to Sunday. Seattle was in Indiana. Connecticut was in LA, in the ATL. The Sparks were in Vegas, and the Sky were in Phoenix. And I did say I was going to talk about Caitlin Clark, right? 92-75 win of the Seattle Storm. They took a hell of a fourth quarter. 33 points in the fourth quarter, holding the Seattle Storm to 17 points. It was a 1-point game going to the fourth quarter, ladies and gentlemen. It was a 1-point game going to the fourth quarter. And that fourth quarter was ridiculous. Now, you're going to see the names of Kelsey Mitchell with 27 points, Caitlin Clark with 23-9-5. But Lexi Hall, good gracious. What I saw Lexi Hall do yesterday was spectacular. She channeled her Steph Curry. Not actually Steph Curry, but those of you who get it, you understand. Because when I saw in that fourth quarter, as you see at the bottom of the screen here, she went 4-for-4 from 3-point range in the fourth quarter. She got that ball, she caught it, she shot it, and it went splash 4 times in the fourth quarter. That broke the game wide open in favor of the Phoenix or the Indiana Fever. I'm like, this girl here can't miss. And it got so contagious that Kelsey Mitchell hit a 3 in the fourth quarter. Somebody else hit a 3 in the fourth quarter. It wasn't Samson because she wasn't in the fourth quarter. Somebody else was in the fourth. I can't think of her name right now. It escapes me. She hit a fourth quarter, and it was just like, wow. All of a sudden, we went from a 1-point game to a 12-point game, and it was over. It was done. It was a done deal. It was nothing Seattle could do. Jill Lord gave you 26. Wasn't enough. Skylar Diggins-Mills, she got 15 points. And by the way, Skylar, that Ricky by the name of Cart worked you yesterday. Like, she was working you, all right? I don't know what happened. But Scotty, you was getting worked by Caitlin Clark. If I'm being completely honest, Caitlin Clark was working you. It was not even fun for me to watch on that part because I love Scotty Diggins Smith. But you was getting worked by Caitlin Clark, if I'm being completely honest. But man, what Lacey Hall did, especially in that fourth quarter, just broke the game open. And speaking of Caitlin Clark, passed Tashi Pinchot for the most assists by a rookie in a single season because she has, it says 225, but she has 232 total assists because she had 9 in that game. She came in with 223 assists. She was 1 assist away from breaking it, and probably she got 9, so she definitely broke it and will continue to add to the record. And that record stood since 1998. 1998, people. We're talking 26 years of a record being standing, and she and Caitlin Clark has breaking it. So when I say Caitlin Clark continued to write her name in history books, this is what she is doing. All right, she continued to write her name in the history books as a rookie. So she is putting distance between her and Angel Reese. I can't make a case for Angel Reese at this moment in time, even though she's a walking double double. But Caitlin Clark is doing things that is like, well, every time you turn around, there's another record being broken by Caitlin Clark. Good gracious. What's next? What's the next record for Caitlin Clark to break as a rookie? That's all I want to know. Caitlin Clark she's phenomenal. There's no way else to say about it. She is phenomenal. All right. Then another team that's making a run, it is the Atlanta Dream. My goodness, 82-70 win over the Kinetic Suns. Tina Charles, 22 points with 15 boards on the day. Jordan Canada is back for the Atlanta Dream. She dropped in 19 points. And the Atlanta Dream, they are healthy. And they came out the gate just like the Indiana Fever has, just like the New York Liberty have. And they are coming out with some firepower. They come in for that A spot that currently occupied that is Chicago Sky and Angel Reese. Here's the problem. Chicago is not looking too good. They're not looking good. Because now they receive, you got the Las Vegas Aces handling the business against the LA Sparks and Asia Wilson. Yet again, I'm going to say this one more time. The MVP race is over. This woman dropped 34-13 on the LA Sparks with the Rick and Hanby on that team. So that's, I don't know what else to say about Asia Wilson, but that race is over. But the Chicago Sky, you went to Phoenix and you got blown out by Phoenix 86-68. The same team that got beaten 3 straight times by Caitlin Clark and the Indiana Fever. And the problem is Diana Taurasi, the GOAT, took over. 23 points from the GOAT. You got 18-5 from Brittany Griner. This did their thing. Camilla Cardoza for Chicago. 12 points on the 4 boards. You wasn't really a factor in the game. Angel Reese, 19 points, 20 rebounds. She shot 50% from the field. That's a little bit better. That's a little bit better for me. 50%. I still need to go higher, but I would take improvement. But 20 rebounds, good Lord, have mercy. How you get 20 rebounds when you got to go against Brittany Griner? Yep. Now, I've given Angel Reese up flack, okay, early in the show. Because I was saying, how many 20 and 10 games? Because, yeah, this girl had 20 rebounds in a game where Brittany Griner plays in. How do you get 20 rebounds with Brittany Griner on the court? And Brittany Griner, how you want to get 5 rebounds, okay? Somebody tell me something. Angel Reese was able to get 20 rebounds in this game. Shout out to you. And the exchange after the game, I loved it. I wish I knew what Dan Taurasi said, but whatever she said, it made Angel Reese smile and big embrace over her, because Brittany Griner and Diana Taurasi, I'm pretty sure they respect Angel Reese and what she brings to the table. Because when you get, you're not supposed to get 20 rebounds when Brittany Griner's on the court. There's no way that a girl like Brittany Griner is lining an opposing player to get 20 rebounds with her on the court. You're not. That's not supposed to happen. I don't care if you're going against her or not. A rebound is pretty much fighting for a position. How is Angel Reese getting all these rebounds? Shout out to you. Shout out to Angel Reese on that one. Great job. You know, and guess what? That is her 20th double-double of the season. She becomes the fastest player to get the 20 double-doubles in a season. And she did it in 27 games. Alicia Thomas and Sylvia Faberty was the two that was tied, because they did it in 29 games, 2 games more than Angel Reese. Angel Reese got the 20 double-doubles. Now, we can talk about the field goal percentage and the inefficiency that she has, but you still got to be happy at the fact that she has 20 double-doubles in a season. In her rookie season, by the way. This is her first year, and she has 20 double-doubles. 20 of them already. We love Caitlin Clark. She's breaking assist records and all this other stuff. We show love to Angel Reese as well. I'm doing both. People want to talk about the turnover for Caitlin Clark. We can talk about the inefficiency around the bucket for Angel Reese. Nevertheless, both of these rookies, they're doing their part. That's the part that we have to agree on. They're doing their part. Now, can Chicago hold off Atlanta from catching them for that A spot? Because the way Indiana's looking, they could be well on their way to a playoff spot. I'm just saying. But I have the standings right here, and I didn't put them in the slide. I do apologize for that. But here's where we at. Of course, New York is number one seed, top seed right now at 23-4, having a 3.5 game lead over the Connecticut Sun, who is second. But that's not what we want to look at. We want to look at from second all the way down to 9. There's like 2 game gaps between each. So you have the Connecticut Suns at 19-7, with behind them is the Minnesota Lynx. So that's a half a game behind them for second best. Then you get to the 4th seed, which is defending WNBA champions, back-to-back defending WNBA champions. So I say the Las Vegas Aces at 17-9. They're a half game ahead of the Seattle Storm. And then below them at 6, it is the Phoenix Mercury. They are 15-13. They are 2 games above the Indiana Phoenix, who has beaten them 3 times. They have swept the season series. Remember? We just went over that. So it somehow becomes a tie between Indiana and Phoenix for the 6th seed. Guess who's going to win that one? Indiana. So Phoenix got to make sure they stay above Indiana, because if they somehow get tied, that extra spot goes to Indiana. So they'll become the 6th seed, making Phoenix the 7th seed. And if that happens, that'll put Indiana against Minnesota at the moment in time. But for right now, Indiana's still at 7, 2 games behind Phoenix, which messes them up with Connecticut, which I don't see them doing well against Connecticut. Do not want to see Connecticut in the first round of the playoffs. If I'm an Indiana Fever fan, I don't want to see Connecticut, New York, or Las Vegas in the first round of the WNBA playoffs. If you can avoid them 3, then we got something going. But if you see Connecticut, New York, or Las Vegas in the first round of the WNBA playoffs, good luck, because them 3 teams have not been favorable for Indiana. And then the 8th seed, which is the Chicago Sky at 11-16, they are a game and a half ahead of the Atlanta Dream at 9-17. Now you have Dallas, you have Los Angeles, and you have Washington. They all have 6 wins. And still a lot of games left. We still got 13 games left. So it's still a possibility for them 3 to make a move and whatnot. But I don't see it. So them three, I think them three are fighting for number one seed. Who wants to win the Pace Becker sweepstakes right now? And right now, it could be Washington. And if that happens, you're putting Pace Becker back together with Aaliyah Edwards, who's doing okay in her rookie season. But when you with a bad team, it doesn't look like it. So that's what how that goes. All right. So we're going to take our other and final commercial break here. Then when we come back, we're going to get you ready for the week in the WNBA. All right.
I love you, you morons. You kids on the block, new edition.
Dear whatever the law firm is. Sincerely, the U.S. Supreme Court.
Ben Affleck, Matt Damon. Go yourself again, Jason.
Join Ryan McCarthy.
I became a Jets fan because Kermit the Frog was my favorite Muppet because he was green and the Jets wore green. That's how I became a Jets fan.
And Dustin Henry.
ESPN is cashing all in on let's pay a few personalities and we'll just kind of fill in the gaps.
As they walk you through all of the world of sports from their perspective.
The Albany Empire, it's a literal circus.
No credentials required. Where, Ryan, say the tag.
Where you don't need a press pass to talk sports.
Every Monday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central. On YouTube and where you can find all podcasts.
WWE Shop is your online source for all things WWE. Be a part of the excitement and score wrestling gear for big events like WrestleMania or SummerSlam. From current superstars to legends, from Raw to SmackDown to NXT. Don't miss this chance to shop for the most awesome WWE merch. Shop for the best deals as well as WWE gift cards and save big on your favorite items. WWE Shop at Fanatics Experience.
Cool McCain.
You thought you wanted Gunther against Chad Gable, but you didn't. And I'm going to tell you why. Chad Gable would take everything that Gunther's done and bury it.
The Playmaker.
It was on sight. AJ Styles walked out there, seen LA Knight. Oh, okay. LA Knight hopped out the car. Let's go.
Break down everything in TNA, AEW, and all of the WWE programming. Join these two kings. Monarchs of Wrestling live every Monday at 6:30 p.m. Eastern, 5:30 p.m. Central on the Play Caller Sports Talk YouTube channel.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Swing the Lights. And yes, in about 2 hours and 30 minutes, I'll be getting ready for Monarchs of Wrestling with my man Cool McCain. That should be a fun one. And I think I'm going to keep some congratulate to his Atlanta Dream because they're starting to roll and they are one of the hottest teams right now, along with the New York Liberty and the Indiana Fever. But like I said, to get you ready for the week before we get out of here. No games tonight, but be starting off on Tuesday with the three teams at the bottom of the barrel going against teams that are pretty much almost close to loss for the playoffs. Dallas Wings, they are in New York to take on the Liberty. Yeah. The LA Sparks, they are in Connecticut to take on the Suns. Ugh. And then the Washington Misses, they are hosting the Seattle Storm. So all three of them teams still might have 6 wins at the end of Tuesday night. Just being honest, those are not favorable games for either one of them. I do believe all three of those games, the playoff-bound team are heavy favorites in those. And then we get to Wednesday. Wednesday, the Phoenix Mercury are in the ATL to take on the Atlanta Dream. That's a game to watch. I wish I can watch that game because I'm looking forward to that game. I want to see can Atlanta Dream keep it going against a up and down. You don't know what type of team you're going to get with the Phoenix Mercury. But ESPN, they do have the game of the day. The Minnesota Lynx, the Commissioner's Cup winner, going against the reigning defending back-to-back WNBA champions, the Las Vegas Aces, 9:30. On a Wednesday night, I am definitely watching that game. I don't care. Nafisha Kaya going against Aja Wilson. Ooh. Before Nafisha Kaya got hurt, I don't know if y'all remember this, but before Nafisha Kaya got hurt, she was second in line for the MVP. That who was competing with Aja Wilson for the MVP. Then once she got hurt, Aja Wilson ran away with it. So even though I'm saying that race is over with, I still want to see Nafisha Kaya going against Aja Wilson. I want to see that matchup. I'm going to enjoy that one very much. And then Thursday, ladies and gentlemen, we got one game on the docket. And we're going to run it back again with the Dallas Wings and the New York Liberty at the Barclays Center. So I could see Dallas winning one of those games because they got back-to-back games at the Barclays Center. They could win one. You got Rike Gumawale. She can go for 40 whenever she wants to. You seen it in the WNBA All-Star game when she went for 39 and was hitting, well, 34, should I say. When she was hitting threes from all over the place. She can do that in regular games too. I've seen her done it on numerous occasions. So that type of game can happen. And plus, we could have a letdown at some point because when you are rolling like the New York Liberty does, there's a pretty attention to human nature of a letdown coming. So I can see that happening too. But that's the week to get you started, ladies and gentlemen. Now, I don't know if I'm doing the show Friday. I'm about to think about that. You know, I normally do shows on Mondays and Fridays. I'm going to think about it because now that football season is ready to get back up because week zero for the college football season is this weekend. Florida State, Georgia Tech out in Ireland, Dublin, Ireland. So football season has arrived. Bear Down and Grill Down is back Wednesday, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Playmakers Ball YouTube channel, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio. It's also on the Real Rise Radio Saturday mornings, 11 a.m. to 12, 1 hour. Get you ready for a kickoff, which is quite interesting because it will be the first week that is actually happening. So before you start to watch your Georgia Tech, Florida State game out in Dublin, Ireland, which is at 12 p.m. Saturday morning, with 12 p.m. on Saturday, Bearing Down and Grill Down become right before. And then Thursday is randomly talk, so I'm talking around. So I'm back to a loaded schedule than I was. So I'm going to see how things work out this week, see if I can fit in a Friday schedule to get you ready for the weekend. Or I might have to do this one show per week. But we're going to figure that out in time. That way I'm not doing too much on myself physically and mentally, okay? But with that being said, thank y'all for tuning in. Thank y'all for watching. Subscribe to our YouTube channel. Subscribe to any platform that you listen to the podcast is on. Check out Shooting Lights Out. Check out this episode Thursday, okay, on the Will Wise Radio Show, 7 p.m. prime time. And then we'll talk to you next time for more WNBA talk. But until then, this is the Playmaker signing off. Y'all enjoy the rest of y'all Monday.
You've done great. But you can't stop here. You can't stop now. You got to keep going. Through all your trials and your tribulations, you got to keep pushing. Now, finish your campaign.
Yeah. Gotta get it out the mud, that's the only way to win. Who am I to point the finger like I never ever seen? Been through the ups and downs like the letter N. They don't let you through the door, better kick that again. Cause that's the only way to win. That's the only way to go. Gotta get it out the mud. Gotta get it out the floor. Cause that's the only way to go. Let's go.
Thank you for tuning in today's episode. If you want to follow the podcast, you can follow it on all streaming platforms, including Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and a whole lot more. This has been Shooting Lights Out.